Hello there. I trust you're all doing great. Trust you've had a fantastic start to the week. And all is well. And so it's on a Wednesday,
4th of October.
It's chilly outside. But yeah, life goes on. Yeah? Anyhow, I think I may delay the recording a podcast Django from other events last week. So just think I'm going to do like a quick cover of what is because nafanyika last weekend. Premier League games. I think tutaongelea La Liga kiasi. Then to finish up with boxing. Yeah, so kuna feedback nilikuwa nimepata last week from podcast last week, so akaniambia nafanya record different episodes for different sports, but sioni, I think itakuwa straining kidogo because time mashughuli pia ni mingi, mashughuli pia ni kidogo hapa na pale, so I just think to combat that, I think I'm just going to time stamp my episodes such that msiani has a skip to the relevant mali relevant to chenya na dai kusikia. Yeah, so yeah, let's get straight into it. I think Tanzania gave me Manu in a Palace. Actually, you know what? Since jana kulikuwa dina game za Champions League, I think I'm just going to like kuangalia teams zenye zilicheza jana na in respect to like over the weekend zenye ziliperform pia. Yeah, so Manu ilikuwa cheza versus Palace over the weekend. Midweek last week, I think on a Wednesday, I think it was on a Wednesday, walikuwa pia wamegusa tena pamoja. In that instance, Manu came out on top. And they thought they were back. Alafu, wakapatana tena on Saturday and Manu wakafinywa. But it was a good goal from Anderson. Special volley into the top corner. No chance for the keeper. 1-0 the score. Moral ya mafans wa Manu ikarudi back to zero. Jana usiku, Tuesday, Manu ikacheza na Galatasaray. Personally, okay, me too niko hapo for the banter. Lakini nilikuwa nimetopea vijana fulani hapo. Wilfred Zaha has a plan for me. And kafunga, alifunga, but Manu pia they played well. Ni venye tu Manu tu wako na matendency zingine tu zenye I guess me naweza sema tu they don't look like a team that's on the up. Wanakaa team imeonyesha plateau, mali imefika ni kadi it's going down slope, na we don't know tujui nani ta point your fingers. Me personally mkiniuliza, I'll point them at the coach. Watch any story for another day. Yeah, so game ilisha 3-2 yesterday. Two Hoyland goals, special goals as well. Not the second one. PNP at its finest. Then the composure to just chip it over the keeper. Special goal. Apo hivi nilikuwa nimeswitch kutoka game ya team yangu hapo itaonekana na game ya Manu. So anyway, at this moment like the game was game ilikuwa na tempo and I feel like this is the juncture that Manu ingefaa ikuwe na cooler heads, wa relax. Watoe the pressure out of the game, waiteze tu wauwe hiyo tempo, watoe watu wa Galatasaray pressure. But I guess ni home, wakasema, you know what, Sato, let's take the game to them. And onana amekuwa culprit sana, and yesterday wasn't any different. Akapeana hospital pass ingine mbovu. No, actually before that it red card ilikuja. Anyway, walikula red. Yeye na Joe walikula red. Galatasaray walifunga bao. So anyway, niko kwa story yao na akapeana hospital pass to Casemiro. Ikakuwa nicked away. Msa alikuwa na 1v1, Casemiro had to commit, jaribu kuokoa bao. Consider penalty. Hivyo tukiufala. Good thing for Nana. Msa akablast penalty yake. Mauro Icardi. Game 2-2, game on. Amrabat clears the ball. he doesn't join up with the rest of the defensive line. A defender from Galatasaray and a clear ball. Guess who? Icardi, 1v1. But he part in Yonona should have really, really done very much better. It doesn't even make sense. He was alikuwa mbali na yeye and he still managed to chip him. How? Serious questions need to be asked about him, by the way. Serious questions. So when you lose another game, 3-2, saizi adujui venye moral pale ndani iko. Na, yeah, chato tungoja tuoni venye watendelea. Wishing them all the best, though. Next, let me talk about my beloved Arsenal. Over the weekend, we smash Bournemouth 4-0. 4-0. And yeah, okay. Since my is my games of weekend, and you know, on Saturday, you go to Tottenham and Liverpool. So this is, I don't have much of an opinion concerning your game, but for Ukshapiga team 4-0, you expect the morale over the camp iko high. At least the manager pia anachunga ma players. Na tunajua tena tuko na an important game on Sunday. We expect some rotation hivi moja mbili, kama unajua kuna best player wako mwenye kidogo ako na niggling injuries. So mpatie hata ka rest kidogo. Patia vijana wengine chance wajiprove wako na talanta. Ah, Teta didn't do that. We go over to France, we go to Lens. But that stadium of it was rocking. Our fans were coming to him. So anyway, 32nd minute, Mulia Saka gives up on him. He goes off the pitch. Game was 1-1 if I'm not wrong. Lakini after Saka alitolewa to me, hata mimi sikaanga kuna game ilinitoka tu, because I mean, this is our star player, our star boy, and he makes everything happen for us. Yes, I'm a talker. The manager is forced to do something new. That we don't generate, we don't do anything for the rest of the game. Game winner in a breeze by us, and you concede another goal by Eliyawai. Super goal, by the way. But them say he looks like a proper player. Okay, kuna start in this case, he's the youngest teenager to score 20 goals after Mbappe. Yeah, special player, right there. Yeah, so anyway, we don't lose the game, but honestly, saizi malimi mefika, I feel like Arsenal's territory yetu mefika saizi hata tuko, we're not really, hatuko captivating you. Like, yes, so we're winning games, but kuna venye games yetu zimefika territory ya Man City. Lakini sasa, we don't have the composure of Man City. We are trying to play your game here, make as minimum possible, as minimum mistakes as you can in a game. And yet, these times you can feel our players are playing with emotions, especially at home. When you are the Emirates, we play with a lot of emotion. And we end up conceding a lot of stupid goals. Mabao zingine, you know, teams when they come to our end, they know it's not going to be easy. It's smash and grab for them. So when you give them that one chance, they punish us with that one chance. Na sisi bado hatuna hiyo level ya hiyo calmness ya kuchunga mpira. Tunafikiria tu always attack, go. Na kuna venye inatuumiza, especially having a player like Kai Havertz, Jorginho, some funny characters, don't even lie. Especially because I kajana Havertz. What did Havertz do the whole game? Alafu over the weekend after alifungele penalty, you could hear some man wanaongea ati the sasa tunarudi. What? Tulelo jamaki wa Chelsea. He's one of the worst players I've ever seen in my life. Anyway, let me... The two jar to be lose, so... Hata kote la wama. Nge kwa... After your phone in last, nge mpe la wama. Next up, we had Man City versus Wolves. Man City lost 2-1. Yeah, of course you knew like them losing Rodri would impact their gameplay to some extent. And yeah, tuliona venye walikuwa open. Okay, niliona highlight, but still. Walikuwa open. Walikuwa susceptible to runners na wali lose your game. Yeah, lakini game yalio nda kuona because tuko now on Sunday. I'm curious as to how they play. how they play today. Tukiza second leg zigi ya. Nataka nione what's tactical variations Pep will do to his squad. And ni gives our chances, especially now that Saka na kind of, but I do believe atacheza. I believe atacheza. Yeah. So I guess your game season will sana. Then the big contention game for the weekend for Tottenham versus Liverpool. This game will come a drama, I won't even lie. So first of all, Liverpool wananyimwa bao, a clear onside goal, they wananyimwa. And what can they do? Nothing. Because in the released audio, you can tell kuna there's one official who wants that wrong to be made right. But hao wengine tu wanataka tu ishafanyika, let's continue. Anyway, so game inaendelea. Tottenham they go up. Tottenham go up. Nani wanakula red? Ama kesikumbuka hata vizuri nini? Yo, the order of sequencing before. Let's see. Oh no, ilianza na Curtis Jones kwanza pia. Curtis kwanza alikula red. Tottenham go ahead. Gakpo ana level the game up. 1-1, deep into injury time. Game inaendelea second half, 10 men Liverpool. Mnakumbuka the heroics they did, they had at Newcastle. So miss you, so count out because I know they're a special team. Don't count them out. Then Diogo Jota anakula red mbili like in successive fouls. Whether kwanza ilikuwa yellow or not, Zakaria alisema ni yellow. Ya pili na ilikuwa definite yellow. But they sent off. So it's now 9 versus 11. At this point, you do expect Tottenham to assert more dominance on the game, to create more chances, to be more incisive in direction how they got at Liverpool. But none of this actually happens. Now, me personally, I'll like to kuna venye mimi nda single out player mmoja mwenye feel he could have done better. He could have been better in this game. That is James Maddison. He's had a good season so far. Lakini in game in una feel he needed to step up. He needed to prove why he's the number 10 of this team. Why is the director of the orchestra? Now he was nowhere to be seen. And he was even hooked off deep in the game. I think the 88th minute up, he was hooked off. And yeah, Missy, I guess as the season unfolds, labda kutakuwa some uncomfortable conversations around him. I mean, he's no doubt a good player, good guy. Lakini ish about him. He doesn't sit so far for me. He doesn't sit at the same table as the likes of De Bruyne, Odegaard, or even Bruno. Yeah, he just doesn't. He hasn't. He should have impacted the game more years ago, which he did not. Yeah. So anyway, Liverpool they get undone by one of their very own, Joel Matip. Very unfortunate, but it is what it is. Like in Alfonso Ball, it was rooftop. A classic Aguero finish. No chance for Alisson saving that. Anyway, yeah, game ends 2-1. And Sunday ata iko na magiyo, so it is what it is. And I think this is where I conclude my talk on football. I think sasa nita shift back to boxing. So for wale majama wangu wenye wanasema kuna mali inafika wanini hawasikizi, I guess this is the perfect place for you to jump off. But kama uko curious about boxing, please continue. I game pia ni tamu. Anyway, over the boxing side, we had Canelo versus Charlo at 168 pounds for the undisputed super middleweight champion. And yeah, so brief history. Charlo is the 151. He is the undisputed champion at 154 pounds. Canelo undisputed at 168 pounds. So originally, Canelo was supposed to go up against Jamel Charlo's brother, Jamal. J- Jamal Salo. Again, Jamal has his own personal issues and he wasn't really able to make the cut. And you know, Canelo alikuja PBC for the money fights. I mean, he had fought everyone over a dozen, DAZN, and there was no more money fights for him. So what better place to go and look for the money other than, you guessed it, PBC, Prime Boxing Channel, I guess, and it's due to the full meaning, yeah. Anyway, so each division you can have some of the best stars. It has Kina Benavides, Andrade, Jamal. But instead of Kuendea Hao, they looked for where the money is, and the money was with who? Jamal Charlo. And Jamal was a 154 pounder, going all the way up to 168, a difference of 14 pounds. That's a lot of weight for any fighter to put on, especially when you're fighting an elite fighter like Canelo. Yeah, because any weighting, unafaa kuosha mwili yako imezoea kuihandle. You know how to move inside the ring. You know your limits in terms of your ability, your power. This was his first ever fight in 168, and he was basically surviving the whole fight. Alikuwa na survive. He was just there to get a big paycheck, and he fucks off. And that's what he did. And so you say that who wants to even watch Jamal again? Like nanda kuona msimu mwenye alienda tu kusurvive, okay, for the purist of course. Hakuna mtu anaenda kwenda kuona fight ka hii. Okay, kulikuwa na alikuwa tayari to go up against Terence Crawford, but Terence has since come out akasema he's no longer interested. It wouldn't be as well because kama msi alienda tu akasurvive hivyo, unataka mtu mwenye anakuja na something to prove. Well, how you getting a money fight against the number 1.4 pound when you manage to survive? It makes sense. Anyway, that one come Crawford will whatever they still call each other out with Canelo. That one I won't even speak much on it like right now. That one even a few weeks or months even unfold. Then to the biggest news of 2023 boxing. Tyson Fury versus Usyk. We've been waiting for a long time for this, and finally it has been sealed. Sasa tukungoja tu a set date. We'll argue between December 23rd and early 2024. But yeah, I'm really ecstatic. At least Fury. I guess Fury all this time akonda katudo kwanza, which I guess is what the WBC agreed with him. Akenda fight na Ngannou, then he'd go back and look for Usyk to unify all these championships. And yeah, I guess breakdown tafanya huko baadaye huko mbele. Maybe to we'll go to briefing kidog. Anyway, yeah, I trust when you pick idea hapo umeenjoy my ramblings. Yeah. Thank you kwa umefika hadi hapa. Usisahau niache ka comment hivi nione na nielewe nini naweza improve. And yeah, we continue. We move. Have a good day. Have a great week. Mazaliwa kesho. Nitakuwa on tuongelee game za leo champion. Dissect Man City. Hata sijaongelea kina Real. Anyway, sawa tuacha tuongelee Real na Barcelona. Barcelona anacheza leo. I guess I'll just talk about those La Liga teams like tomorrow. Yeah, so anyway, thanks for your time. Peace and have a good day.